This is Randy Keck, and I'm here with Jerry Stockin, who is running for Parker County Constable, Precinct 4. And I appreciate you coming in for an interview. And let's just get started. And yes, the first question is just tell people a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Jerry Stockin. Of course, I'm running for Constable, Precinct 4. I grew up in Lido. I married my high school sweetheart, Denise, 36 years ago. We have three wonderful children, two boys and a girl. Austin is a coach and teacher at Lido. Hunter runs the real estate and the office and the building company. And then Madison's going back to college and lives in Fort Worth right now. And so Denise was a teacher there for 30 years and retired, and she's really loving her retirement and grandkids, and so am I of the grandkids. You know, as a constable, my top priority would be to provide law enforcement and keep everyone safe. It's they're currently not doing that, and I feel like that's the direction we're heading. So it'll be to provide law enforcement. I truly believe that we can do better and provide more value for our tax dollars by working together to ensure the families and properties are protected and served and secure. I understand that law enforcement agencies are often struggle with funding and retention, which I believe we need to work together to provide support and backup to the officers and deputies when they need it. You know, my unique background with law enforcement and business and my education combined with my conservative beliefs, I think will make me be able to contribute to our community in a meaningful way. So I look forward. It's been a fun time, but I grew up here all my life, and so I've been here.
Okay. Well, and you might have answered that a little bit, but why are you running for constable?
So that's a good question. Actually, I did. So Bob Brown office, of course, the constable's office for years was next door to our real estate office. And I went to school with Bob's son, and actually Bob was my Sunday school teacher at First Baptist there, Lido, and that's now the church at the Crossing. And he had just been after me and after me. He just felt like it was a rewarding way to give back to the community. He didn't go through law enforcement until he was 54 years old, and he went to the academy. And so he said, Jerry, you know, yeah, you've been in business, but you can do this. And he said, you can be really good at it. And you can, it's a way to give back to the community. But he also said that he felt like had he done it over again, he would have done more, had got more experience than law enforcement. And so that's one of the reasons, I went and talked to the sheriff right after I completed the law enforcement academy. And I said, you know, what do I need to do, Sheriff, to make this, make the constable position, better for you and better for the community? And he said, if you could do one thing, it would be go through our field training program, which is 4 months long, but it's 3 months. And then there's a month of ghost phase. And then, then you'd be ready to go serve on your own. And so, I did that. I got the opportunity to do that, which I'm really pleased that the sheriff gave me that opportunity. And went through it, had a great time, had some of the best trainers in the state. Got through the training, did excellent. Got to spend a month in the ghost phase there's an officer right there beside me. Made a lot of traffic stops, a lot of offense reports. And then I got to spend a month on my own, and it was also rewarding. I mean, probably took four people to jail. I was looking back over my thing, probably wrote 25 offense reports, had, over 100 traffic stops. And so it was, I was able to accomplish everything that the sheriff said. And honestly, I never was planning on staying there very long. So, I ended that at 5 months, and that's what he recommended after the fifth month. That way he could, he was still hiring deputies, and, I sure didn't want to take up the place of a new deputy that's going to be there from now on. So it worked out really good for me.
Okay. Let me ask it this way. Do you see things in the constable's department that you would change, or where do you see areas for growth or improvement?
So the only area would be law enforcement. I think Scott does a great job. The constable does a great job with the civil side. And like I said, I want to continue that. I think everybody, the thing about the civil side, it all goes back to due process. Everybody's entitled to due process. And so they have the right to be served if they're being sued, and to prepare a defense, and or if they're being kicked out or of a lease or something like that, they have the right to be served. So I totally honor that. I know all the statutes. I know where they are. I know where the answers are. Obviously, I'll go through the schooling that's required to get certified to do all that. But I do think that the area to improve, and and I've done a lot of door knocking, and I think the area to improve by far is the law enforcement side.
Okay. What do you see with the growth that we're experiencing in Parker County? What do you see as the biggest challenges for law enforcement going forward?
Yeah, and there again, it's just, you know, we've got a good thing out here. And in fact, I found that out in subdivision. Everybody still feels safe and everything. And it's to maintain that safety. And I think to do that, you're going to have more law enforcement presence. And, you know, with the situation down at the border, people don't realize how much that takes away the DPS troopers away from our area. I was talking to the lieutenant, and he was saying, you know, any given month, we're cycling our troopers down to the border. And it's just really hard because they have a deal with the county that they handle all crash reports. And so that takes a lot of burden off the deputies, but it also puts them only doing crash reports and not having time to do other stuff. So in order to keep us safe, in order to keep us, you know, and that means, you know, slowing young kids down so they don't have an accident. That's, you know, working drunk drivers. That's doing all the stuff, the activities that law enforcement does to keep us safe. And so we've got to continue that, and we've got to continue that presence.
Do you see among the law enforcement entities in Parker County, be it the Sheriff's Department, local police departments, Willow Park, Hudson Oaks, Aledo ISD Police Department, sure. Does there appear to be a good interagency relationship? Do they work well together?
So to answer that question, there is. So if we're talking about school safety, this is where I really saw it, and I got to see it through the ESD boards, but was that it seems like everybody after the horrible shooting down there, the state legislature passed laws that they all have to have so many hours of training, alert training, and it has to twice a year have to meet with all of the other agencies. So I did see it. I did see everybody working together for that goal. What I don't see is, for instance, the constable offices, all they have to do is ask the sheriff for the software, for all of the support for their investigators and everything. They just have to ask for it. And if they ask for it, the sheriff would be glad to do an agreement with each constable's office in order to provide the law enforcement that I'm talking about doing. So it's just a matter of asking. So I don't see it in the constables, between the constables and the sheriff's office. I don't see it a lot between the school district and the sheriff's office. Obviously, I see it a little bit there between the SROs. You know, if you have to take one of the students or something to jail, they work with them on that. And so I do see it there. But same with the cities. I don't see a lot of I know when I was a deputy, we were asked several times to back up Hudson Oaks and to back up Willow Park. And it was always at night. And the sheriff's office, obviously having the same dispatch office, works really well to do that. So the city's a little bit better because they're set up on the same system, system. And each city has their own software for doing traffic stops and stuff. The only thing is the constables, they may have their own software, but it's not communicating with the sheriff's office.
And just because the role of constable is sometimes a little nebulous in people's minds, would you explain what the role of the constable is?
So, you know, there again, we go back to the civil process. Is everybody's entitled to due process. So if you're getting sued, or if you're getting a subpoena, or if you're being evicted, everybody's entitled to due process, meaning that they have the right to be notified and know when the hearing is and so forth. And so that's a big role for the sheriff's, for the constables. And I think that came along with, as our communities were growing, our counties were growing, the sheriff's office just couldn't do it all. And so they said, look, you know, the constables have got to do, let's let them do all the civil side. And not saying, by the way, as a sheriff's deputy, I did do some civil, but most of the time the constables handle that. So that is the primary, and has been in the past. But as the population grows, and like you said, as the changes come on, the sheriff's office really has to have more support out of the constable's office. And so the constable is a licensed peace officer. And typically, unless they ask for the extra training, sometimes they don't get that training. Or if they have the training, they don't use it. So it's just a matter of setting your priorities and doing that as a constable to do that.
Okay. And Jerry, I think we're kind of down to the end of the questions I had, but I always ask, is there something I didn't ask that you would like to answer?
You know, no, I think the biggest thing that people question about me is does he have the experience? And so, first of all, in this journey, it's not something I decided overnight. I started 3 years ago. Once again, I started even before that when Bob had asked me. So once I decided to do it, I obviously went to the academy, which was a challenge. Doing the night school challenge was a challenge. I also, during that, I was approached by a counselor at the Weatherford College and said, hey, Jerry, said, do you understand that you could get your, finish up your associate's degree, which I only had a few things, in criminal justice, you'd only need 3 classes. So during the academy, I finished up my associate's degree at Weatherford, so I have an associate's degree in criminal justice. And that same counselor says, hey, by the way, Jerry, I can, you know, for 12 more classes, you could have your bachelor's degree. You have all the basics. And I can set that up with you through Tarleton. And so she did. She set it up. And so for the last 3 years, I've been taking classes every semester. And then in the summer, I would take the mini semester. And so I completed my bachelor's degree. You know, I paid for 3 kids to go to college and get a bachelor's degree. And I had some college, quite a bit of college hours, and so it was able to put all that together, and I ended up with a master's. So the training, by the way, the requirements for the state is I don't even have to be a peace officer. I don't think that's probably the safe thing to do, but I am a peace officer. I am educated. I know where the statutes are for all the civil questions. And I've run a business for the last 30 years, and believe it or not, even in law enforcement, it's a matter of just priorities and setting your priorities and making sure you're educated. But it all goes back to education. So even in my business, in real estate business building, it's about education. And so I feel like I've got education and enough experience to make me move forward.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming in, and we will see you out there on the campaign trail.
Thanks for doing this, Randy. Appreciate you.
You bet.